The Jewish calendar is structured so that Rosh Hashanah cannot begin on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. The reason for this is that if Rosh Hashanah would come out on Sunday, then Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, would fall on Shabbos, and we would not be able to beat the Hoshana on the ground, as is the custom on Hoshana Rabbah. In addition, the reason Rosh Hashanah can't start on Wednesday or Friday is because then Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday or Sunday, and there would be two consecutive days in which no food could be cooked or a dead person buried. There are four possible days on which Yom Kippur can fall, and likewise other Yomim Tovim. The most common day for Yom Kippur to be is on Shabbos, 32% of the time. Monday is 29%, Wednesday 28%, and Thursday only 11%. Traditionally, there was no set Jewish calendar as currently exists. Rather, as empowered by the Torah, the Great Sanhedrin calculated Rosh Chodesh and the holidays on a monthly basis. In that system, a combination of eyewitness sightings of the new moon and mathematical calculations were taken into account. Leap years were added as necessary to ensure that Pesach always occurred in the spring. At that time, incredibly precise calendar computations were only disclosed to selected scholars to ensure that the Sanhedrin retained control of the calendar. This act was deemed necessary to prevent fragmentation of the Jewish people, which would surely result if there were competing calendars. Due to Roman persecution, it became progressively difficult to maintain the old system. However, divine providence intervened, and as on numerous other occasions, the Jewish people were given a brief respite when an important matter needed to be accomplished. A new Roman emperor arose, Julian, who was both anti-Christian and favorably inclined toward the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Realizing that this peaceful time would not last, Hillel II, the last Nasi of the House of Hillel, convened the Great Sanhedrin in the year 359 CE. These sages, the last to have smicha, rabbinic ordination traceable back to Moshe, created the fixed calendar in use today. They also publicized the previously secret method of calculation so that everyone could realize the calendar's veracity. According to the calendar, all holidays, days of Rosh Chodesh, and leap years were set until the Jewish year 6000, which Jewish tradition accepts as being the last date for the arrival of the Mashiach and the concurrent reinstitution of the ancient calendar system.